Last evening, I attended the Santa Fe Agri Leaders annual kickoff meeting and dinner at Santa Fe High School in Alma. Keynote speaker for the event was well-known ag reporter Tyne Morgan, the first female host of the U.S. Farm Report TV show. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear a portion of my visit with Tyne. Okay, this evening I'm at Santa Fe High School. It is Santa Fe Agri Leaders kickoff meeting, and keynote speaker for tonight is well-known Tyne Morgan. Tyne, first of all, talk a little bit about yourself. I know that you grew up locally in the Lexington area, and you made it big. You're doing well with the U.S. Farm Report, and known not only in Missouri, but nationally and world-renowned, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, we, you know, our studios are in South Bend, Indiana, so that's where I've lived the past 7 years. But exciting news, we actually moved home. We're moving home this month back to Missouri. You know, I guess you could take the girl out of Missouri, but you can't take Missouri out of the girl. And I decided it was time to raise the girls here, too. I have a 3- and a 4-year-old. Oh. So my husband and I are both moving back home. They're building me a studio in Kansas City, so I'll be actually be based in Missouri. So very excited to be back home.
That's fantastic. You know, this is trying times for agriculture. Definitely. You have frontline access to the latest reports. As far as world trade, I know we've been talking China and different markets, but China especially, what's it look like overall?
Yeah, talk about trying times. You know, we just went through year 5 of the economic downturn for agriculture, and so we know that there are producers out there struggling. And a lot of that right now hinges on China and what happens with China. A big week this week, U.S. trade delegation in China this week, talking to Chinese trade officials. A lot of things to work through, whether it comes to IP theft, kind of the technology, some of that stuff, but also around trade. And we saw some positive comments this week from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross saying that he thinks that in the end we will see a trade deal. It may not be perfect for both sides, but we'll see a resolution on both sides and something that both sides can deal with. And so we've seen some positive steps taken by the Chinese government. We've seen the Chinese officially start saying that they will start buying U.S. rice for the first time ever. And, you know, here, kind of where we are in Missouri, not a lot of rice grown, but that's huge. To give you an example, if the short story is if China would start buying U.S. rice and start consuming rice and only buy U.S. rice, they could chew through the entire U.S. rice crop in 11 days. Wow. That's how huge of a consumer they are. So we're going to see them start buying U.S. rice for the first time. Once we see those shipments go, we'll see actually how much they're buying.
You will hear more of my interview with Tyne Morgan and other interviews from the Santa Fe Agri Leaders kickoff meeting and dinner that was held last evening at Santa Fe High School in Alma. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.